And we are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. Roland.
Yes, I know where you've been.
Yes, and I was somewhere in that ephemeral space. Here we go
now. No,
we're
no.
getting esoteric again.
You were
again.
Somewhere in the middle of the crowd, weren't you?
Yes, I was, and I'm coming back. As I stand with you all, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the forum, and it's about uncontrolled laughter. We talked about this once before. I was driving in to the city. This is about a week ago, and my wife was in the car with me, and we were talking about a Big Bang Theory episode, which had me hysterical, something that went on during the course of the show, and I just started to laugh. Well, we pull up to a light. This is in Jersey City, and the guy next to me, I don't know whether he was listening because we had the windows down because it was a lovely day, and he starts to laugh too. My wife said, "Would you please stop that?" And as he started, I had no idea what this guy was. He just started to laugh. Well, because I laugh loudly, and I was just cracking up. It was just I couldn't get over it, and it's infectious. Okay,
it always has been.
And as we're driving down the Central Street there, we're both and I could see him driving over. He gave me a wave out the window, and he was still laughing. Those are moments that I absolutely cherish. Because there are moments in time that just you remember, and I've remembered them. I remember that. Well, how could I forget the girl with the tushy out the window? But you remember these events in your life that bring joy and bring a smile to your face. Okay, and they could happen years later. Years later, a little girl walking on Madison Avenue about 40 years ago wanted to tell me a joke. She wanted to tell me a joke, and she told me this little joke. I was hysterical. I couldn't stop laughing. I can't remember what the joke was. This little thing, she must have been 5 or 6 years old. She just picked on me, and I was standing. She was waiting for a bus, and I was going into the building at 440 Madison Avenue. That I remember. And she wanted to tell me this little joke, and it just cracked me up. And I laughed all the way up to the elevator to my office.
Now, you speak a couple of other languages.
I understand them.
Well, certain about Italian,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And a couple of others.
A couple of others.
You understand. You cannot laugh in a different language. That's what's so fascinating
yes.
about laughter.
That's interesting.
And infectious.
Yes. That's very, I never thought of it that way. Absolutely true. You can't. It's laughter is laughter.
Yeah.
It's
every culture, in every part of the world, both the ones that in the farthest reaches of nowhere to megalopolises.
Yes, and it is infectious. I want to tell this quick little story because it happened. We're going through the America's Got Talent thing again.
Mm-hmm.
We do this every summer and into the early fall. And one of the young ladies lost this particular segment that she was in, and she was voted off. And they showed back into the back, and it happened to make it where someone came up to her and must have said something of interest and made her laugh. And the laugh was very infectious. She had the entire backstage laughing because she had an infectious laugh. She was voted off. She wasn't going to make it to the next round. But that is the beauty of laughter. I don't know if it probably made her feel better in the moment, but it changed her persona, if you will, right there in that moment.
Wasn't there a book many, many years ago, Laughter is the Best Medicine?
Yes.
Was that Norman Cousins?
I will check on that.
I mean,
we'll give it to our engineer producer, Kevin Wolf.
You know, what was he diagnosed with as some kind of an illness, and he decided to put himself into the room and just watch comedy after comedy, and he basically laughed himself to a cure. I thought it was Norman Cousins, but maybe not.
I just find that's laughter, spontaneous laughter. Something that makes you feel good, if only for a few moments, is worth living for, in my opinion. Always have felt that way.
Couldn't agree with you more.
And as we laugh our way through this broadcast, we have 20 seconds left. I'm going to get out of this. Well,
no, that I think that's an important point.
Yes, it is. It is an important point.
And most of the time, we are. Both of us laughing on this program.
We are.
Although we are willing to take some very serious things and then
into account.
Switch it around.
And Roland Smith called Sabatino. We're back.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, does practice make perfect? Well, not really. It makes permanent. Here's the science of it. Kind of like the old joke, how do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. But that's not exactly accurate.
Stop!
The punchline after the Carnegie Hall joke should read, accurate, repeated practice.
Show it again.
Correct practice.
Show it again.
Meticulous, exact practice.
Show it again.
If something you're trying to learn is repeatedly practiced inaccurately, your putamen, the part of your brain responsible for automatic behaviors, will think that's the way you always want to do it.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Whether you're practicing your golf swing, mastering a piece of music, or rehearsing for a speech, accurate, exact practice is essential. What you repeatedly practice becomes permanent. Got a question or a comment? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think Green. Harrison with you. In just one day, a couple of weeks ago, 300 people in Barcelona, Spain were treated for jellyfish stings, 11 taken to hospitals. And now, from Spain to New York, Australia, Japan, and Hawaii, jellyfish are multiplying. More and more beaches have been forced to close, and commercial fishing nets are becoming clogged with piles of the stinging jelly monsters. In Australia, more than 30,000 people were treated for stings last year alone, double the year before. Scientists have concluded that expanding jellyfish swarms signal worldwide declining ocean health. Jellyfish are the cockroaches of the open waters, able to thrive in badly damaged environments, believed now to be caused from global warming and overfishing.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.